Hey, this is Rich, and I'm here with Wim, and you're listening to the Paychecks and Balances podcast, where we help you get your work and money right without boring you to sleep. So you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Acast, Google Play Music, and just about any other popular podcast catcher. Today, we're doing a bit of Q&A, so we got a couple questions that we're going to answer that were submitted by a couple of our listeners. But before we do that, what's good, good sir?
So if you're listening to the earlier show, y'all know I'm on dog duty. I'm not going to go through. I'm going to assume that y'all heard that disclaimer, so I won't go through the full disclaimer. She is asleep right now. Subject to change. Subject to change.
Still hoping for the best, man. Hoping for the best over there.
That's all you can do.
Yeah. So we got a couple 5-star reviews, so we'll run through these real quick. I'll take the first one, and fam, you can read the second one, so you might want to read that while I'm reading the first one here. So the first one, the headline on it, life-changing advice, 5 stars. And this is from the Nuke Nukin. That sounds – wait, is that a Cameronism?
That sounds familiar, but I cannot place it off the top of my head.
Yeah, it sounds the nukes and nuking, computers putin. Sounds very Cam-ish. But anyway, what was that?
Is it from Doom?
Well, I know Duke Nukem is from Dune.
Okay. I was trying to place it.
But the nukes nuking, that's something else. I'm sure whoever this is will probably hit us up and let us know what that's about. But anyway, it goes on to say, if you're interested in gaining better control over your finances, this is the podcast you need to listen to. The career advice and money management tips have been great resources to me since I started listening. The relatability of the hosts makes the show feel much more like a conversation than a learning experience. Highly recommended. So the Nuke Nukin, really appreciate them 5 stars. You know, we trying to impart some knowledge, but at the same time, you know, not put you to sleep. We don't want you to feel like you're in a lecture, even though there are going to be times where we're really talking through things and we get on our soapboxes and speak to the sky.
And number two, help for young professionals by can't sign in either. I don't know if that's a joke or if they literally couldn't sign in, but they did manage to leave a 5-star review. So we're going to read it anyway. If you're curious about next steps, retirement savings, or want advice on career advancement, look to Women Rich to be your virtual HR consultant. The career knowledge tackles different backgrounds, so there'll be something for your entire network. Boom.
Indeed.
From can't sign in either. We appreciate it. Somehow you got it in there. Pause. And we appreciate the review.
Yo, I realized that with some of these, people might actually be referencing something that we said on the show, because we had another review. I didn't read it because it was like super short and specific, but it was just like, fix it. And I was like, what's wrong with the show? And it was something like with like their credit situation. And I was like, oh, they were referencing something that we talked about and they like put that in their review. So,
you know, that makes perfect sense, because I think people, I don't know any other way to say this, and I won't, you know what? I'm not going to loop you into this, but I know they're doing it on my, like, they overestimate either my intelligence or definitely my memory. Because I used to do this when I was blogging. Like, I would write, and especially it was very annoying to my partners when I was in a relationship. I'd write 3,000 words. I'd post it, and she'd go, what'd you write about? I was like, I don't know.
I do that for the podcast.
You can only imagine how quickly I lose the memory if I talk about it. Like, I got to reread and re-listen, too. I mean, don't take this wrong. I definitely appreciate the reviews and feedback. But if y'all think I remember what I said, I am literally forgetting this sentence as I'm saying it. So people are like, yeah, I remember at 2:37 when you said, I'm like, ha-ha, no. So I appreciate y'all's dedication and ability to remember things further back than I can, even though I said them. Or, quote, unquote, Asterix wrote them.
Yo, I'm gonna have to make sure she hears this, because she'll ask me what we talked about and I'll be like, I don't know, like some career stuff, or I don't know some. And she's like, how do you not know? You just spent 2 hours recording. I'm like, exactly, I spent 2 hours recording. Why would I try to retain that afterwards? Like, I'm drained. Let me sit on the couch and watch what I'm watching.
And you then know, yeah, I mean, and no other, it's not like, have you ever had a conversation with somebody? It's not like they said, hey, do you remember what you said 37 seconds ago? And I'm like, It's. I just feel like it's an unfair plateau. That's all I'm saying.
It is. But we've got as I mentioned, a couple of questions. So if you have questions you want to email to us, you can send those over to info@paychecksandbalances.com. You can also send us questions anonymously via ask.fm/paybalances. But there is a character limit on that. So if you try to type us a long question, it's going to make you spread that over multiple messages, which is going to be less convenient. So you probably want to go the email route. And on top of that, if you want to remain anonymous, just say keep me anonymous, or someone actually gave us an alias to use for them, and we won't shout you out on the show and cause you to lose your job or put your relationship in jeopardy if it's about your man or woman not listening to you when it comes to money. But this first question here is from Kay. She says, hey, Rich and Wim, I love the show. I realize I'm not going to be as animated because my voice is like cracking and shriveling. I love the show. It's been a wealth of information as I try to successfully navigate the workplace and get my finances in order. My question is about cover letters. What amount of significance does the cover letter play in the hiring process? I would like to know, especially for applicants in technical fields like engineering. I'm an engineer who spends a lot of time crafting specific letters for each application, but I wonder if I'm wasting my time. Do hiring managers even read them, or are they only scanning resumes for keywords and specific skills? So I can start with this one because it's something that like I deal with on a daily basis, or don't deal with because I never ever look at cover letters anymore. And this is going to depend on the size of the company too. So at smaller companies, and also depending what that company does, the industry of it, they might pay more attention to something like that.
But, so hold on, let me jump in.
Yeah.
To at least clarify for myself. And I think the listeners, you don't look at cover letters anymore in your current role. Or you are saying you don't look at cover letters anymore, period?
Oh, like in my current role, I never look to see if there's a cover letter. And more times than not, engineers aren't submitting cover letters. It's just their resume. And when I go sit with hiring managers to do my resume review, and again, I'm at a bigger company, so the way the process looks is a bit different. But when I go sit to do resume review with my hiring managers, no one ever says, where's the cover letter? They just want to see the resume. Does the person have the skills? Have they worked at the right places? Are they going to be able to come in and do this job? How were they when you talked to them? Okay, let's speak to them. That's the way it's been for me in this role. And even in my last job, it was the same thing. Nobody paid attention to cover letters. It was just the resume and what the specific skills were. But before that, when I worked at a nonprofit, there were hiring managers there who did read the cover letter because it was much more about values and alignment with the organization and why you want to help push that mission forward. I just don't see that as much in other industries and in the experience that I've had over the past few years. Now, if the job description says, please submit resume and cover letter, then okay, they're telling you like you need to submit a cover letter along with this, which means that someone's probably going to look at it. And if nothing else, it's an easy way to screen people out like, oh, you didn't include a cover letter. Okay, we're going to cut you. So if you do see it and it says to include one in that situation, great. But for a lot of the tech roles, you know, if you're spending an hour writing a cover letter for each position, there's a pretty good chance that it's not going to get looked at. What about you, though? What about in your experience? I know you're coming from a different sector perspective on this one.
So I'm glad you said hiring manager. So now that I'm in the role of a direct hiring manager, being that I make the hiring decision for folks who weren't clear about that, I don't see the cover letter. And I don't know if that's a reflection of, so our system's a little different. I don't even know if they have the option to add cover letters, but I believe you can because I think you can attach whatever you want. But most people just attach their resume or they just only fill out the application. So we don't have a send cover letter requirement, that's for sure. That being said, and now I'm kind of thinking about it in my own personal experience, I don't know how much of an impact it had on the decision, but we talked about on a previous show, I was having like no luck. I was looking for work and back home. So then I was in Colorado, I was looking for work in Texas, and I was getting nothing. I was getting no hits. Like I was zero for zero. And I was having a, first of all, I had an identity crisis. But after I got over that, I actually talked to you, and I think we ended up sharing on the show some tips for, you know, what I could do to change and improve it. So I don't know if it was coincidence. I don't know how this happened, but I started updating my cover letter to give a description of why I was moving. And I talked a little bit about the transition. And I specifically said that I was willing to pay the cost of the move relocation need if necessary. And right after that, I started hearing back from a number of companies. So again, I don't know if that occurred because they were reading the cover letter, because I do know that sometimes companies are hesitant, especially because I do work in the public sector, if you're external, because they're like, oh, if they expect us to pay for relocation costs, that's something. And so they just move on. Or they just say, oh, well, this person's not here, so why should I even waste my time? And so I put out there that it's not a matter of I'm moving for the job. Like, I am going to move, period, and I would like to work for your company. Not, can your company help me move there? Or if I get hired, I will move there. I'm like, hey, I'm coming there and I want to be employed with you. And like I said, now that we're talking this discussion, it could have been a complete coincidence, but I definitely started hearing back from more companies after I updated my cover letter.
Yeah. And so I'm not, and so that's the thing. I'm not saying that there's no value whatsoever in cover letters, but specifically in engineering, I've seen it be pretty pointless, even for looking at recruiters for recruiting jobs. I've seen it be not as effective or not viewed. But, and, you know, if you are looking at, and especially with the smaller, or I'd say even, yeah, smaller to medium sized companies where they may not have the aggressive relocation programs, and it's going to be obvious that you're somewhere else and maybe they're hesitant about like flying you out there or having you come out there, addressing those, or even you're making a big career change and it's like, why is this person applying for this? There are situations like that where the cover letter can help you clarify. But I've just found that in the greater majority of instances, I just haven't had managers who've really been reading it since I've worked at the nonprofit.
That's one thing. One other thing I was going to ask you is, what about, so I guess generally it might be, I updated my cover letter and I would recommend people update their cover letter if they're going to use one, if you have a specific situation that you need to describe. So I think relocation is one of those examples. Yeah. And the other one I thought of here is, if there's a job gap, would you ever go to the cover letter to see if there's an additional explanation? Or would you just follow up with the candidate?
It really depends on, actually it depends on how much of a match the person is for the role with that, even with that gap. So sometimes it would be nice if it was just like in the resume, they just put that time period and explained what was going on and just made it look like their other bullet points. But I may go and look to see if there's anything else that clarifies. I might go look at their LinkedIn. If there's a cover letter, I might look at it in that case, but the person already needs to be a good potential match otherwise to make me curious enough to go look for that other information.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's like, it sound like that could sound wishy-washy, but that's like the real of what happens. And I think that actually ties to the other question that we got here, which is from a friend of the show. And I realized even if I call him, if you're like me, you probably hate grocery shopping. And if you're like me, you probably hate figuring out dinner every night. And that's where HelloFresh comes into play. So HelloFresh is the meal kit delivery service that makes cooking fun, easy, and convenient. Each week, HelloFresh creates new recipes with step-by-step instructions designed to take around 30 minutes for everyone from novice chefs like myself to seasoned home cooks. And one of the best things about this is if you're cooking just for yourself, each meal could last you 2 days. I discovered that when I was making this sizzling beef stir fry last week. I promise you, it really was sizzling. And if you're wondering how the food gets delivered, it arrives at your doorstep in a special insulated box for free. So for $35 off your first week of deliveries, visit HelloFresh.com and enter paychecks. Again, visit HelloFresh.com and enter paychecks when you subscribe. Check it out. And by his initial, it's also how we've referenced him. It's someone that we both know who travels in elite circles. And I'm going to try to shorten this a bit because it's fairly lengthy, but bear with me because I think there's a lot of relevant and good information in here. So he says, "What's good, fellas? I applied for a job about a month or so ago. I did some research and emailed the head person there. I told her I was interested in working for the company and that I applied into two different positions there. She emailed me back and said I lacked experience for one and they were close to hiring someone else for the other. She told me they liked my resume, but just didn't have anything available. She said to keep my name on file and then in the future, the team would be expanding. So I should keep checking the job board." Actually, you know what? I'll kind of answer this like as we go through. So this is very common, especially when I'm letting folks down. You know, I'll say, well, hey, we'll keep your resume on file, which we do. And if the person is someone that where I look at their resume, I'm like, you know what? This person has a good background. They're not right for this particular role, but I know I'm going to have something for this person in the future. I'll usually file them differently than I would anyone else, or than I would just a candidate that I know I'm not going to be able to revisit because they don't have the background overall. And so if she's saying, keep checking in, that your background could be a match in the future. It could just be the, I'm trying to let you down lightly, but it also sounds like it could be like, yo, we just don't have something for you at the moment. And the fact that she got back to you even with that much detail, when most companies don't share any feedback at all and your stuff just goes into a black hole, I think that's pretty dope too. And so in the second paragraph, he says, yesterday she emailed me again and gave me the same story. I thought it was weird she emailed me again about the same thing since we'd already discussed. I seized the moment to tell her I'd be moving to the area and gave her an updated resume and cover letter with my new address. Good work. Thing is, even though she's listed as the top person, she lives in DC and the job is in Florida. So I'd say here, she probably just had a million things going on. Just given that the company is small, she probably has a lot of responsibilities. She probably had on her list that she needed to follow up with you, forgot to cross it off when she did, and then followed up with you again. I've almost done that before, which is to like double reject somebody. It can be kind of awkward. I've almost made that mistake, but I caught myself thanks to a note in the system. And the last paragraph, I'm really interested in the company. Would it be doing too much to try and set up a meeting with the office and get some general interest questions answered? I know that it isn't far-fetched at most companies, and this place is more of a tech startup. Not sure how to navigate asking for a meeting like this, particularly when a person I spoke to doesn't work in that office. Hopefully this made sense. Thanks in advance. I love the show and I appreciate y'all taking the time to answer. So, person that we both know, much respect. Thanks for sending in the question. So, any thoughts on you initially for this one?
Yeah, I think you answered the first two through the paragraph. So I'm struggling a little bit with the last one, and we had a similar listener question. And I only struggle with it because it's actually a stranger dynamic in this day and age. So back in the day, I was like, yeah, go in, you know, print out your resume, shake some hands, kiss some babies. Now people are like, oh, that's stalking. And I mean, they're so quick to expose you, like, oh, can you believe this candidate came in? Look, let me put them on Snapchat. And so I don't know anymore. Yeah. It's almost like people are so focused on making people look dumb. Usually they think at the expense of, or to the degree of, making themselves look smart. Like, oh, look at this person that I'm making fun of on the internet. Follow me, please. So I don't know anymore. I normally would have said yes, until he got to tech startup. Cause I thought, I know in the beginning we were kind of talking about, writing, and I thought it would be more aligned with that because I am aware of who this mutual person is that we both are, this person we both mutually know. So that kind of threw me off. And so I'm kind of interested in what your thoughts are. And then I'm probably going to play off of that. And hopefully it won't be, I was about to say a Kevin Durant playoff. So, but then again, he might go off for like 50 points in game 7. So I don't know. I'm referring to game 6. I'm not sure if that metaphor will still be relevant on come game 7.
Yo, he's played in 2 game 7s and he's averaging like 36 points per game in game 7. So ball out. This question. So I'm also torn, you know, because I don't want to tell someone to never ask for an informational interview, because I think that there is value in that. And that's essentially what this is. But a lot of people try to use the informational interview as like a backdoor into getting the job and like a way to go in and try and sell yourself, which is really annoying. Like if there's not a position available and you're trying to come in and it's like, all right, I know what you're doing. Like you just want to come in like with your resume and try to sell yourself. And there are people like that. But when the person is qualified and looks like someone that we would really be interested in, I have set up several conversations for the hiring manager to speak to someone before they formally start the process. And in those situations, it's because I know that the person is already a fit for the role. I want to get them into the process, but they're still passive at that point. They're not sure if they want to start looking, and I need a manager or someone else to sell them on the company and why they should start our process. In that situation, I will set up that type of meeting or that type of call. But I get messages all the time where someone's like, hey, I'd like to just pick your brain. Hey, do you have a few minutes to just talk about opportunities there? And I'm like, actually, no, I don't. Because I'm like working on actual openings. Like I don't have time to just sit and have these casual conversations, which sounds like you're being a jerk. But yo, it's real, man. When you're getting inundated with a ton of resumes, whether you're a recruiter or a hiring manager, and you have a bunch of people who are asking you for these informal meetings that have nothing to do with the positions that you're working on or the job you're trying to fill, a lot of that starts to become noise and you start tuning it out. But when you get someone whose background is interesting and you do think that they're going to be a fit for a position that's open now, or you know that's going to be opening soon, hell yeah, you want to talk to that person and you want to try to accommodate them a little bit more because you want to get them started in the process. Now, since she has corresponded with you and she's given you kind of feedback about where things are, I think it's perfect. And I told him this already. You know, I think it's acceptable to reach out to that person and say, hey, I'm in the area. Is there any way I could stop by the office and talk to someone? We'd just like to learn a little bit more, because the worst thing she can say is no. You know, that's not something we're doing right now, or just given how small the team is, everyone is really stretched. So we don't have a lot of time for extra conversations, which isn't a slight against you. That's just the reality of it, you know, and if it's a small tech startup, do know that that means people are extremely stretched. Most people there are probably wearing two or three different hats, and they're probably not going to be too interested in talking to someone who's, who is not a fit in the current or in the near future, but it's possible that they may have something there, and she just can't say it yet that they think you might be a fit for, so they might be open to it. But again, if not, worst thing they can say is no. Thoughts? Yeah.
Agree. No, I definitely think this is a scenario where all the risk, but nothing but benefit. So I think you asked. I mean, the worst thing that could happen, just like you said, is no. And or, like I said, best case scenario, they say yes. So I think the risk justifies the need to ask in this scenario.
Yeah. So hopefully that helps. And if you found yourself and you're listening and you found yourself in that situation, we hope this helps you as well. But that is all for Q&A. So I want to thank you for listening to this episode. And if you know someone who could benefit, actually, just go on ahead and share the show with your network. There's probably someone out there who can benefit from what we're talking about. Someone who's had these same questions. And if you get a chance, definitely drop by, leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Helps us get more exposure in the iTunes platform, which helps us reach more people, which means we can help more people. So if you do that, you're helping to help people. It's like help inception or something. But anything from you before we close out on this one?
No, sir.
All right, cool. So again, thanks for listening. Until next time, be safe. We out. Peace. You better tell someone about this.